Thursday's All Things Considered continues here on WKU Public Radio. I'm Kevin Willis. We're about to hear from a man who has a lot to say about writing Southern fiction. That's the passion of author Michael Morris, whose latest book is called Man in the Blue Moon. Morris is in Bowling Green today, leading a writing workshop at WKU and speaking this evening at the Warren County Public Library at 6 p.m. His latest book was the fall selection for the Soaky Reads program. That's a community one-book reading project in Southern Kentucky. Morris stopped by the WKU Public Radio studios this morning to talk about writing Southern fiction and how he came to this career path late in life.
When I go to book clubs or events like today at the library, the commonly asked question seems to be, did you always want to be a writer? And I wish I could say yes. I hear these writers talk about writing their first novel when they're 10 years old or something like that, but that's not my story. I didn't grow up in a family of readers, but I did stumble upon some writers, Southern writers in particular, who write about the people I know. And one is actually Pat Conroy. His novel, The Prince of Tides, I found just by happenstance in my library. It's one of the first books I read out of the classroom that wasn't required. And the other writer is Lee Smith, who is one of my all-time favorite writers and has been a big mentor and encourager to me, too. So I worked in the pharmaceutical industry. I lived in North Carolina. And Lee Smith also lived in North Carolina, so I became this literary stalker. I would go to every event she did.
Now, you're leading a workshop today called Writing Southern Fiction. And I was wondering, from your perspective, what's different about Southern fiction from other fiction, other than obviously we'll assume that it's set in a Southern locale, but what's different about Southern fiction?
Well, you know, I get this question a lot, too, and I just think that the way we speak is different, obviously, that stands out. But there are other aspects to the South that you don't find in other places in the country. And a lot of it has to do even with the food, you know, that we plan a big celebration around our food, the Sunday dinners. You know, William Faulkner said the difference between the North and the South. In the North, the crazy relatives are hidden in the attic. In the South, we put them on the front porch and let them wave to everybody. And that's funny, but I think it's also true and maybe more true in times past. But I just love eccentric people, and I think we find them in our small Southern towns, Southern states.
Now, your most recently published book is Man in the Blue Moon, and I understand that it's inspired, at least in part, by stories your grandfather told you. I'm wondering if you could tell us a bit about your grandfather and how he helped lead to the creation of this book.
My grandfather was the greatest storyteller I've ever known. He had an eighth grade education, but he was a character in a true sense, and he could mimic a panther, a woman, you name it. He made the story come to life. And the way he told it was hypnotic. He would sit on the edge of his easy chair and wave his hands. And one story he told since I was a little boy has just haunted me. And it was about an incident that happened to him when he was 10 years old. He grew up in the panhandle of Florida, near Apalachicola, Florida. And his father owned a country store. He sent my grandfather and my grandfather's brother to pick up a delivery that was coming on the steamboat from Georgia. They got this big crate. They thought it was a grandfather clock. They took it back to their daddy's country store. He popped the lid, and a man climbed out of the box. It was a distant relative who had been charged with murder. And he claimed he was innocent, of course. So this had all been prearranged with my great-grandfather to bring him into the home and hide him because the man's in-laws were out to kill him. His wife had been killed, and they held him accountable.
In another interview that you recently did, you talked about the role family plays in your books, and you said, quoting here, "There's a common theme woven in all of my novels that family is more than blood kin. It's also the people in the community who stand up and help us when we were going through difficulties. I certainly experienced that in the town I grew up in." Tell us about the town that you grew up in and how you use maybe that sense of place or those experiences to inform your writing.
Well, I grew up in a little town called Perry, Florida. It's a paper mill town south of Tallahassee. I'm fifth generation on my grandmother's side to be born there. Her family were part of the founders of the county, so I have a lot of relatives there. You know, the Hendry line runs deep. And I just had such a strong sense of family and place because I lived for a time next door to my grandparents. And as a young boy, I spent a lot of time there. And I would hear these stories told by my grandmother and her sister about relatives that I only knew from photographs. And the stories played out to me like movies in my mind. And to this day, I can go to the cemetery where the family plot is and go back four or five generations and tell you stories about each of these individuals. And also the connection of growing up with the same people. I went to kindergarten through high school. We're pretty much the same set of folks. And it becomes a family. You know each other's secrets. You know their secrets, but you don't talk about it. Not to them, of course, to everybody else you do. So it's kind of this dance you do back and forth. And I always try to capture that in my books.
You're holding a writing workshop today where you might meet an aspiring Southern writer. What would you say, based on your experience, as somebody who got into it later in life, who was once in that position, what would you tell an aspiring young Southern writer in terms of getting into the business?
Well, first of all, I tell people to write what you want to read. Because if you try to write for the market, chances are it's going to change by the time you finish the manuscript anyway. And you have to love it, so the reader will hopefully love it as well. I think we're in an exciting age for writers right now. People bemoan that traditional publishing has changed because of the ebook readers, and publishing's had a lot of layoffs and things have tightened. But also, ebooks have given new authors an opportunity to get their work out there and to promote it. And I think that's the key. But one piece of advice that I always tell people is to make sure the manuscript has been thoroughly vetted. I mean, writing is rewriting and rewriting and rewriting. Man in the Blue Moon, for example, this novel I'm talking about here with the One Book, One Community project, was rewritten 10 times, perhaps. I mean, you constantly have to go through and make sure it's as tight as it could be. So I just urge people not to rush too quickly.
How much of your stories do you already have thought out when you sit down and start to put the proverbial pen to the paper?
I have a quick outline that I'll do. And I mean really quick, like just slugs on a piece of paper where I scratch down what I think is going to happen in the plot. And I tell people it's a lot like going on a trip and running a Google map. And even though I'm on 65 South, I might see a billboard advertising a quaint little town, and I'll veer off and visit it and then get back on the interstate. And that's how it is with writing.
Well, Michael Morris, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and speak with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
We've been speaking with author Michael Morris, whose latest book is called Man in the Blue Moon. He led a workshop on writing Southern fiction today at WKU, and he's speaking this evening at 6 p.m. at the Warren County Public Library on State Street. You're listening to All Things Considered here on WKU Public Radio.